Many congregations across Kentucky may be divided when considering the proper response to illegal immigration. Most recently, the matter surfaced during an assembly of Christians for the Kentucky Council of Churches. In the audience was a group from Lexington Catholic High School. For Senior Sarah Sproul, it's not a purely theological debate. It has touched her personally.
I've always thought it's very important, especially since one of my good friend's mothers was deported several years ago. So it's always been something that's been very kind of integral to my thinking.
Lexington immigration attorney Marilyn Daniel told them their responsibility to immigrants extends beyond what's legal and what's not. Daniel says churches should bring people together.
There are lots of immigrants that we as American Christians need to get to know and need to be able not just to offer services, but to really begin to communicate with one another.
Many Kentucky churches do indeed minister to Hispanic immigrants. Father Joe Graffis, who pastors St. Edward's Catholic Church in Jeffersontown, says some 70 Spanish-speaking families attend Mass at the parish. Reverend Graffis has found many undocumented immigrants are not interested in making America a permanent home.
Most of them are like, no, we want to go back home. That's our home. We are just here trying to have some money to send money back to our families back there and be able to earn enough money so that we might be able to go back and live in our own families. So they're not really looking for a path to the citizenship.
Father Pat Delahanty with the Catholic Conference of Kentucky says Catholics have a long history of welcoming the stranger. Delahanty says Catholics are taught to see the face of Jesus in everyone, including undocumented workers. Delahanty adds the nation's current immigration policies amount to an injustice.
We're not required to follow unjust laws. And when somebody, simply because someone crosses a border without the proper papers or comes into the country legally and stays too long, they don't become something other than a human being.
Delahanty admits there are differing opinions among parishioners about the best way to address illegal immigration. But he adds there can't be differences of opinion about human dignity and rights to simply dismiss those issues and say, go home. Pastor Jeff Fugit leads the Clays Mill Road Baptist Church in Lexington. The Independent Baptist Church is not affiliated with the Kentucky Council of Churches. Saying he is a strong American, Reverend Fugit believes illegal immigrants should return to their native country and then re-enter the nation legally. The pastor says he can't condone breaking the law. Still, Fugit says his church welcomes everyone, and efforts have been made to evangelize within the growing Hispanic community.
We've had folks to come to America and come to Lexington and become Christians here, and then when they go back home, they work in evangelizing their own city, town, family, wherever they come from. That's happened several times.
Pastor Fugit says Clays Mill Baptist offers church services for Spanish-speaking visitors.
We now have a pastor who is full-time that works here on our church staff, and we are averaging about 140 to 150 Hispanic each week that go to that Spanish ministry.
Even within a church's hierarchy, there can still be differences over immigration, illegal and legal. The Reverend Beeman Limbong, who's a Lutheran immigrant from Indonesia, has faced such prejudice.
The churches don't acknowledge that they have problem with racism. They think they don't have problem. And actually, you know, I myself went through difficult times through my candidacy process to become pastor here because I'm different.
So with immigration issues continually up for discussion in the political realm, it's likely Kentucky's Christians will be increasingly drawn into the debate. And their religious leaders will be asked to further define a moral response to the illegal immigration of undocumented workers and their families. Reporting for WEKU News, I'm Stu Johnson. Reporting for Kentucky Public Radio, I'm Stu Johnson.